So let me ask about the purity of intent. As an example, I work out, not because it's fun or I enjoy it, but because I want to be able to walk up a flight of stairs when I'm 70. My intent or my purpose in working out could be construed as fear-based. Will I get the same results as if my intent were more positive?
You won't get the same quality of results. You could get the same results, but you will always feel better when you are choosing that, what you are doing, in a way that empowers you and delights you. You like to feel good. If you could tell yourself a different story about working out that felt even better than your story about walking upstairs, you could feel even better and receive more quality. So you live in a very complex and diverse experience here. There are many levels of your being, your consciousness, your emotions, your energy field. There's a lot going on at all times. You're unaware of all of it. But we are suggesting to you, and it is our intention to guide you into considering, that when you take full responsibility for the nature of your intent, when you decide to up-level it to the highest possible vibration, to that which feels best to you, you will more rapidly receive more good. It is as simple as that. If you think thoughts that are quite mediocre, you will have a mediocre experience. If you think thoughts of struggle and wrongness, you will have more struggle and wrongness. If you think thoughts of delight, that you could love your body, take care of your body, enjoy your body, age differently in your body, and that would delight you and thrill you and engage you in very pleasurable ways, then you would have a different quality of experience from working out. And so we would always suggest to you, choose the best feeling thought that is possible for you in any intent that you have.
Thank you.